Oh, the Tom Brokaw story is pretty funny. This guy, I believe, is sicker than Norton.
Tom Brokaw?
I think he is.
Secretly, you think he's sicker than Norton?
A lot of people think Tom Brokaw is just this very respectable news guy, which I guess he is. You know, he gets on there, he puts on the face, he can read the cue cards, tell a prompt, and, Never mind. He knows how to do the news. But I think secretly, he's a pervert. And I think this story kind of scratches the surface of what he's all about.
The headline reads, Tom Brokaw's sex advice, Anthony.
Yes.
Conservative anchorman Tom Brokaw came on like any other horny Sex and the City fan when he stopped star Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis.
Who plays Charlotte on a New York street and gushed about how hot she is on the show.
He's telling girls that they're hot? That's Tom Brokaw.
Tom even discussed storylines. And told her she should have stayed with that gardener she seduced.
Yeah.
Kristen admits she was surprised because she thought, like millions of us, that Tom was just a stuffy old square.
A stuffy old square. But see, this just scratches the surface. I think much like he's a lot like Jim Norton.
Yeah, he's a Sex in the City fan, Anthony.
That's right. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I met with Sex in the City star Kristen Davis, and she of course plays Charlotte on this show.
Charlotte. Right, Charlotte.
Yeah, she's more of the prudy one. I personally like Samantha. I told Charlotte that because she's a real whorebag. I sure like the whorebag. And of course, Carrie, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, is a lovely storyline. I always wanted to see what it was like for Ruth Buzzy to have sex. Hey, it's okay. Tom Brokaw said that, not Opie and Anthony. Well, that show's great. I think it needs a little more anal. And I told her that because Tom Brokaw, you might think of me as a prude and an old stuffy, but I like some backdoor action. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. The show's great. I like episodes where they talk about BJs. You know, once me and Katie Couric, you remember New Year's Eve in Times Square with me and Katie Couric? You know, when that ball went down, so did Katie. It was quite a night for me, Tom Brokaw. She likes that funky-tasting spunk. I gotta be honest with you. One time, me and Katie were driving back from a local location.
Yeah.
And she had her head under the steering wheel and couldn't get it up, and I was sipping urine from a champagne glass. I was that kind of guy. But then I was touching her butt and pulled up something akin to butterscotch pudding. And the whole rest of the drive home was spent with me with my hand out the window. Just thinking of it's making me a little woozy.
Mr. Broken Jaw?
Yes.
You sound really out of it today.
I'm tired. It was a night of amyl nitrate, ecstasy, and butt sex at the rave party I went to. People think I'm square, but I rave with the goths all night. I love those goth chicks. They could chew up a crotch rocket like no other. Oof. My crush smells like an alley. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I let all the girls from Sex and the City know I ought to be a character. They ought to have a square newsman character where they all separately have sex with him. Not on a show. I'm talking real life. Come on over. I can be Mr. Big. You know Mr. Big? I can be... Hey, Tom Brokaw is packing some meat in his pants. I gotta be honest with you. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I was busted on the teen voyeur bus, but I got away with some of my connections. I was having anal with one of the voyeur bus girls in the shower when the police came, smoking some AK-47. I love that stuff.
Tom, we're very surprised that you didn't cover the teen voyeur bus.
I covered. I was escaping with my career.
Yes, since you are.
All I could do was reach under the couch and take Mark's stash of AK-47. Later, I smoked a big fatty with Kristen Davis, star of Sex and the City.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Sex and the City.
I'm a big fan of sex anywhere. I swear to God, I was watching that show on HBO the other night.
Yeah.
What was it called? Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
I didn't even care they were men, as long as it was sex. I was spanking out a few batches. Fabulous. I even like Cosmopolitan. Even this song is getting me all horny. I just believe, I think of Sarah Jessica Parker, naked. Look, wait a minute, I think I'm scratched. Oh, oh yeah. Tom Brokaw spanking out a batch. What's wrong? Everyone thinks I'm just a sucker. Why can't a guy like Tom Brokaw say things like, suck it, bitch? Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Election results, who cares? Give me some bitch to suck it. I've been up all night. Miranda's hot, and she put two fingers in my naughty spot. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not being gay or anything.
You've got some funky testicles.
Yes, I do. You're just a hot bitch.
Your funk is funky.
Horny bitch. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Samantha, suck it. Suck it. She's got a regular Montana crotch wrap in her groin. I love the show. I was talking storylines and prospective storylines to the girls. I like to see some, I don't know, some good old-fashioned BJs. Why can't they show it on the show? It's HBO. Just show it. I love Big Pussy. Too bad he's dead. That's another great show.
No, that's Sopranos.
Oh, I heard Big Pussy. I just thought it was from Sex and the City, one of my favorites.
No, that's the Sopranos.
I love this show.
Tom. You all right?
I'm a little, I stayed up last night watching a late episode of Sex and the City.
Right, should have known
I had to get up. And that AK-47 put me on my ass. I want to thank Psycho Mark. Gang.
All right, thank you.
You're a filthy whore.
No.
You are a kid toucher.
Go side.
Cancel all newscasts. I love Queer as Folk.
Thank you, Mr. Broken Job. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back. Give us a call, 212-757-1027.